We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's my distinct pleasure to present to you
Joe Ostrowski, Knights on 670 The Score.
Did we do well in the playoffs? No, we haven't won any playoff games.
Which member of the Bears organization is best at his job? Here are your four options. The chairman, George.
So is it safe to say you disagree with Mitch's characterization of the culture?
I didn't see that quote, and I haven't talked to Mitch since well before Sunday.
The president slash CEO, Sweaty Teddy.
Can you clarify contractually where Ryan and Matt are when their contracts end? When do their current contracts
end? It's not really pertinent to what we're talking about here today, in my opinion.
The GM in hiding, Ryan Pace.
You know, as far as the plan at quarterback and to get to where we want to go, you know, we definitely need more of that out of that position. You know, we know that. And, you know, what does that entail? That's what this whole offseason is about.
Or the offensive guru slash head coach, Matt Nagy.
You brought in Nagy, who gave up the play calling. Sessman's a better play caller than Nagy will ever be, okay?
We don't need to count the number of no-shows to know how our fans feel.
Let's go. To Joe, you're live. What's up? Talk to me, Joe.
Joe Ostrowski.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Night 6 to 10.
That being said, I hate Joe Ostrowski.
On 670 The Score.
So what are they doing, Joe? What are they doing?
Oh, please. Hammer to the head with another rhetorical question. My goodness. Joe Osho, 670 The Score. Looking forward to speaking with you this evening. Executive producer Jordan Malley. Jordan's like, hey, Joe, no guests tonight, right? Got that right, man. We are clear, okay? If it's anything like the other night, these lines are going to fill up. So get in line now, 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. That's how you call. That's how you text. No guests for the next 2 hours. Just us talking about the Bears. I put it off as long as I possibly could. I was on the air yesterday during the second hour of my radio.com show, Bet Sweats, and I see the tweets rolling through. And I'm thinking, holy cow, this is worse than I thought. So I turn on the score all day, hear all the reaction, hear just about every clip. But I finally sat down this afternoon. I wasted an hour and a half of my life, and then I heard George here on the station. I've been patiently waiting for about 32 hours to discuss this. Everyone is grounded. They never get it right when they speak. There's always some sort of an issue. Always. They're never impressive. Ever. The reason nobody's talked about Matt Nagy is because he was the only guy you have any trust in over there. And I understand if you question him. Please, like, for 2 days, they sat around 1920 football drive and said, here's the plan. We all knew everyone was coming back and they told Chuck, go retire. You're the scapegoat this year. You're this year's Helfrich. We all knew it. They're so predictable. They're so Bears. So for 2 days, they sat around there and their email exchange and their conference calls. This is what we're going to do. Okay, first it's going to be George and Ted, and we'll go for about 45 because we're going to have the PR say, okay, last couple here. We're going to cut things off instead of like what a good organization does. You know what Theo Epstein does? He says, no, 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 waves them off. As many questions as you have, I'm here to answer. And Theo, not a guy that was in hiding when he was here. They are. You can't find them. They forced the head coach to speak for everyone 364 days a year, basically. So the message they came away with, I'd love to see this email chain. Their idea was, let's keep asking rhetorical questions. I can do it too. You guys want to hear me do it? Here's the thing. You're not supposed to answer them. Do cats meow? Yes. That's what the Bears would have done. Do pigs fly? No. Who cares? Nobody. Is rain wet? Does a one-legged duck swim in circles? The Bears would answer all of those for you, in case you're wondering. Like that was the message. Ask rhetorical questions. Keep saying that we collaborate. I know everybody on the station has been over this a million times the last couple of days. We don't need to talk about that too much, but I do have an interesting angle I think is somewhat interesting because I think there was a change there over the last few years. They realized that the general manager doesn't collaborate with anybody. That's one of the reasons he's been so terrible at his job, but they want to sell you that the last 3 years he's been great. Really? Really? Doesn't know how to draft when he actually has draft picks. The positions he thinks are important in 2020, 2021 aren't. He's completely clueless. No warning signs when the NFL is telling you, boy, I don't want this Robert Quinn guy. Team to team to team to team. Here he is. He just made his worst free agent signing of his 6-year tenure, and they're going to tell you over the last 3 years he's done a good job. That's when he started to grow into the job. Really? Yeah, let's look at the last 3 years, Ted. Rhetorical questions. We collaborate. And the 6-game losing streak, spin it. We're going to tell him how it's the best thing for us. Losing 6 games in a row. For everyone that was calling us out nationally and locally, saying that at 5-1 we were frauds, we proved to them that they were right. We were 5-1 frauds. But that's a good thing because the schedule makers helped us out. They put the 3 worst defenses in the NFL in the last month of the season, and we squeaked into the postseason thanks to the Cardinals losing. Oh, I confer with Bidwell. That's my guy. I confer with Mara, another opponent this year on the schedule. They're all lost. They don't know what to do. They have no answers.
It's all a problem.
Any confidence? That guy was right. That's been the only guy that's been right in the last 6 years. It's all a problem. When you hear it ad nauseum, it starts at the top. That is so true, especially with this organization. How can you listen and watch that and think, okay, they're in all right shape. They haven't had a losing season in the last 3 years. That's okay. Even though George said they had a losing season this year, and he's right. How do you have any faith that they're going to turn this around? They are stuck. It took Ryan Pace 6 years to build a team smack dab in the middle. And they're stuck. They're lost, and they don't know what to do. Rhetorical questions. Collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. It's a buzzword. You're going to keep hearing it a lot. You're right, Ryan Pace. Why do you keep saying it? Cool. You do your job. You talk to the head coach. You talk to your bosses. Let's congratulate you. And, oh, my gosh, the number of times that they were commending the players. Well, after 6-game losing streaks, things fall apart. They played hard. Oh, you mean they did their job? Their job that they're paid millions upon millions of dollars to do? They did their job. Oh, that's great. wonderful.
The collaborative relationship that Matt and I have.
The clown car was parked at 1920 Football Drive. Give them all a red nose, man. Maybe I'll hold off on Matt Nagy, but the other three, yes. Red nose. You do have to laugh at some point. Otherwise, you're just going to drive yourself nuts. Okay, here's the message that we're going to send on the Joe O Show right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score. They had a message to you. Rhetorical questions, is the rain wet? And I will answer them for you. We collaborate. Six-game losing streak, best thing to happen to the 2020 Bears. Best thing ever. It got us into the playoffs, a made-up playoff spot that they just started. Thank goodness the Cardinals lost. Boy, I wish they would have won so they could stop leaning on that. Playoffs. How do you perform in the playoffs? What happens then? 15 points against the Eagles. 9 points. I mean, six your opponent didn't even care about at the very end against New Orleans. On the playoffs. Yeah, guys. 14 out of 32 made it. And you barely got in. You were 500 in your losing season. Congratulations. There's another thing for you. Feather in the cap. Here's my message tonight. And I want to hammer this one home. It's important. If you've been there a long period of time at 1920 Football Drive, you can't debate this one. Because I see two championships in 74 years, and they are lost. They don't know what to do. That's why they talk to other owners. Like the competition's going to help them out. No answers. Because they don't know how to win in this era. Frankly, they didn't know how to win in the last couple eras of this league. Let's go back to the late, great Doug Buffon. If this still doesn't ring true in 2021, I mean, come on. How can you argue this? Here's Doug Buffon. Listen closely. It still relates to the Bears because nothing has changed.
When it's all said and done with, I think it's time to burn the forest down. But here's the problem. Here is a damn problem. Will it happen again? You burn it down. You get rid of everything. Does it happen again? And this is where the fault is. The fault is with the Bear organization. The Bear organization is a loser. They hire losers, and they try to put gravy on bad meat to make it taste better. You know, this is not easy for me to say, guys, because I put 14 years in that with that team. But I remember in 14 years, I can't tell you how many times I sat down after a practice, after a game with Butkus, and we talked about what was wrong with the team. We never said, we never went public with it. The coaches were terrible. The players they brought in were terrible. But yet again, we kept thinking, oh, boy, next year. I just feel like I got cheated. Butkus got cheated. Sears got cheated. Hell, they didn't even go to a playoffs. So what I'm saying to you is this, the fact that the organization is the problem of all of this coming down. They go and they get bad players. They get Barber, Chester, Manu Maliuna, Sam Hurd, and this year Jared Allen, who couldn't play dead. They also get Mike Tice, and now it's down. I put Cutler on that list.
How's it changed? Instead of Jared Allen, just put Robert Quinn on there. The Bears are a loser. That was hard for Doug to say. He told you. You heard him countless amount of times on this station. You know where his heart lies. He's still right. And based on the appearance by George McCaskey on the station, and I appreciate him actually speaking out, because you can't find the general manager. You can't find the CEO. Not interested. George made the rounds today, and I'm glad he did that, but I don't feel any better. I don't think you feel any better. Please tell me if you feel differently. It's a losing organization, and they have no interest in changing it. Chris Ballard when he interviewed for the gig, a guy that spent 10 years in your building, he knew the issues. He voiced those problems that he had, and they didn't give him the job. Oh, no. People feel threatened. Am I going to lose my gig? Same people still there. Same losers. Losing organization. That is what they are. One thing that was crystal clear yesterday is that they are cool with 8-8. That's the message they sent you. We're not changing a damn thing. 8-8, run it back. 8-8, run it back. Run it back again. Just don't embarrass us too much. Yeah, we really don't like losing to the Packers and being non-competitive in so many games. Anytime they face a good team, they're not in the game at all. Look at the numbers. Look at them. When the Bears are any sort of an underdog, look at their record. They're not even coming close to covering the spread. Ryan Pace's tenure, they are 2-10 against the Green Bay Packers. And don't tell me it's because of Aaron Rodgers. Because what are you doing at quarterback? What are you doing? You've drafted one guy. You trade assets for a guy that's done. And they want to make excuses yesterday for that too. Oh, with the offensive line. You built that offensive line, bruh. You decided you didn't need to add to it in the draft. Rejects on other teams. That's what you bring in. Because you think the way to win in 2020, in the last 6 years, Pace thinks the way to win in this league is by spending the most money on defense. Giving away all of your draft picks. Moving up for losers like Anthony Miller. That's what he thinks. Not going anywhere. Run it back. Run it back. Just like Atlanta did. Stuck in football hell. And they recently had a Super Bowl appearance. What'd they do? They ran it back for a third straight year after being stuck in the middle blob of the National Football League. 7-9, 7-9. Dan Quinn, Thomas Dimitroff, run it back. 4-12. Eagles. We just saw them win the Super Bowl. The quarterback won maybe next year on the Bears? I don't know. Is Foles going to be QB1? Let's not address that one. 9-7, 9-7, 4-11-1. Doug Peterson fired. Keep Howie Roseman. Is that what's going to happen here? When they lose in 2021, they're going to fire Matt Nagy and keep Ryan Pace for year 8? Lord, I hope not. Washington, a couple years ago, stuck in the middle. 7-9, 7-9, 3-13. Jay Gruden, Bruce Allen, both of those guys there for all 3 years. Another recent one, Houston. Bill O'Brien, not this year, before, when he got more power, remember? They got rid of Rick Smith. 9-7, 9-7, 4-12. Go ahead, run it back in this league. They're going to show you who you are. And where's your money? How are you going to improve this team? When George is asked about the young quality talent that his general manager of 6 years is adding, the first thing he thinks of is Mooney. That guy might be your wide receiver one next year. It's going to get ugly. If it does, I would not complain. That's our message tonight. The late, great Doug Buffone, 55, told you, Bears are a loser. They're always going to be a loser. Maybe once in a while, they'll pop up and make a playoff appearance like they did a couple years ago. But they're not going anywhere. Everything fell their way that year. They had all the takeaway luck in the world. Matt Nagy had all these trick plays. Clueless. Just clueless. That's our message tonight. Bears are a loser. There's going to be a loser. If you want to stick with a loser and keep cheering for the Bears, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But just don't be disappointed. Because you know what's going to happen in the end. You saw those four guys, right? Especially three of them. You think they're going to turn it around? You think they're going to fix things in this league? Are you nuts? No shot. They are so good with 8-8. So good. They don't want to tell you that. I mean, just based on the lack of change, they're cool with it. Ted stays. No president of football ops. The president of football ops is our general manager. But don't give him that title or we're going to have to give him more money.
The football
it's Ryan
guy
Pace.
Is the general manager.
How do you feel about that? There's your football guy. But he collaborates. Well, didn't they kind of tell us that the general manager is also the head coach? What is that? Why is adding another guy ahead of Ryan Pace a bad thing? People are threatened. People are threatened over there at 1920 Football Drive. They used to be the monsters of the Midway. Those days were fun. Those days are long gone. Until they win a playoff game, they're the Middlers of the Midway. That's what they are. Red noses all around. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Taking your calls, taking your texts. On Twitter, at Joe0670. I got a few things to say also about George, Ted, and Ryan. The three of them. And we don't get to hear from them very often. And we all complain that Pace is a general manager in hiding, and he is. And I don't mean to let him get away with this. But he doesn't answer a question anyways. You got to read between the lines a little bit. He exposed himself yesterday. I'll tell you how. Score listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Joe Ostrowski here, 670 The Score on the Radio.com app.
Everyone in this building is fixated on being a championship organization.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, George, even with this year's playoff appearance, the Bears have been in the playoffs 7 times in 28 years since the end of the Ditka era. And to a lot of fans, that reflects on you. So how much merit is there to the idea that the Bears need people more rooted in football to make these football decisions than you and Ted?
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys. I've heard it often that Ted meddles in football affairs, and that notion is just absurd. It just doesn't happen. He's the president and CEO. Ryan reports to Ted. But the idea that Ted or I meddle in football decisions just isn't true.
No, that's not my question. It's not about meddling in the actual football, like on the field. I think the criticism is that you are judging the coach and general manager, and I think people feel that the Bears need people more rooted in football to make that decision.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah. That's a valid criticism. My performance is evaluated by ownership and the board, and that's how that process works.
We have a failure to communicate. See, when George hears people say that Ted meddles, and he thinks they're wrong, they're right, and he admitted so. The problem is that George thinks when you're talking about football decisions, you are talking about which guys to cut, which guys to sign, what trades to make. He admitted that the two of them sit down with the football guy, Ryan Pace, and the other football guy, the head coach, kind of the acting general manager, we learned, Matt Nagy. That is meddling. He's involved with football decisions because he's talking to the head football guy and he's talking to the head coach, the voice of the team, because everybody else hides out at 1920 Football Drive with their red noses. So I don't think George understands that question. Well, that was clear, though, the way he started to answer it. I'm glad you played that coming back, Jordan.
The leadership that Ted Phillips has displayed during the pandemic has been extraordinary.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what's happening there. And we all know that they're running it back in part because of the pandemic, right? They denied it, but come on now. Come on. 312-644-6767. Joe Ostrowski here. Maybe it's tough to figure out where you are with George, right? Ted's the punching bag. It's easy. He's been there the longest. Ryan, too. We know where he fails. We know his few success stories. And the head coach, is he calling the plays? Is he not? He's speaking before every game, after every game, every Monday on the radio, every Monday at a press conference, and all week long. I don't think George catches enough heat in this town, I'll be honest, because he's a really nice guy. Came on the station earlier today to represent the Bears. I thought that was a nice gesture. He didn't have to do that after spending 45 minutes on a Zoom call with all the media yesterday. Went on multiple radio stations. And it's cool that they have a bunch of nice people there and they all get along. That's awesome. Don't care. I don't care about that. You get along. That's wonderful. Your record sucks. I thought that's how we judge people in sports. That's how it's supposed to go. You are a once proud franchise. You have no reason to hold your head up high like you do. And there's a reason when they talk about the past, it's 85 and it's the 40s. 63 you can throw in there too. Again, two titles, 74 years. Keep saying it. We're going to celebrate 75 next year. Ricketts gets a lot of heat. Reinsdorf, of course. And my guy James Fox mentioned this on Twitter, and I kind of chuckled at it at the time. And the more I thought about it, he's so right. Instead of Virginia, if we're going to say George is the owner, and we all know he's a chairman, but if we're going to call George the owner, he's the worst owner in a city with Tom Ricketts, Jerry Reinsdorf, and I actually think Michael Reinsdorf has done a better job of late, of course. Jerry with the Sox was able to finally pull the plug, okay, let's rebuild. And they are a title contender, and I don't think that's going to change for at least the next handful of years. I don't want to say decade, that's going way too far. Things change so quickly in baseball. Look how they changed with the Cubs. But 3 to 5 years, that's fair. Bulls, you have faith. They got the best people available to finally turn things around. There's excitement there. George has been the chairman for almost a decade. What's his record? What's George's record? I believe Angelo was still there for a year under George. And then 3 years of Phil Emery, 6 years of Ryan Pace. His record is 2 playoff appearances, 0-2 record. That's George's record. He doesn't want to make change. And it's not because George is scared, but he doesn't want to go to mom. He doesn't want to go to the board again. I messed up. Oh, this one's really bad. Unless you guys are cool with 8-8. They're all cool with 8-8. 0-2 in the playoffs. That's George's record. There it is. 2 playoff appearances. Wow, he went a long time without even getting to the postseason. Doesn't receive as much criticism because he isn't available as much. You know, Tom Ricketts goes around, shakes a lot of hands too. And I know McCaskey goes to the South lots. He's very quick to tell you about it, and he misses doing that. Darnell Mooney. That's what he's telling us about. Darnell Mooney. I talked to the other owners. Why? Because you don't have any answers? That was clear in those 43 minutes yesterday. Lost in the wilderness, nowhere to go. They don't know what to do. Change is hard. If we make a change, what are we going to do? See, that's the problem. And I can't fight Bears fans that say, Joe, of course, I think they can get a better head coach. Of course, Ryan Pace is average to below average at his job. I would say very below average. But once you make that move, then what? Then what? And why did Ted Phillips refuse to tell us the length of the contracts? is impertinent? Are you kidding me? Of course it is. Because when he would have admitted on the record that there's 2 years left, all of us would have said, that's why they're running it back. It's clear. Clear as day. Didn't want to admit it. Not pertinent. Oh, really? Okay. Because you didn't want the narrative to be, again, the Bears are cheap. They don't like hearing that. And I don't think they are. They spend a lot of money. It's just bad money. They don't know what to do. No answers. Love to collaborate. Let's keep talking about how much we collaborate, but they don't want to collaborate with a president of football ops. Well, Ernie Accorsi. I brought in Ernie Accorsi. How'd that go? You, along with some Pace fanboys, love to dismiss the John Fox years. That was Ernie Accorsi hire. How did that go? You wiped it off of Pace's record. You heard it from Ted Phillips yesterday. Well, that's cut in half those first 3 years. I mean, look at the last three. Let's look at the last three, Ted. Look at his drafting. Really? You want to do that? We can do that if you want. Let's pick the last three because that's not when Trubisky was taken. I've got a lot of problems with what Pace had to say, too. Okay, last three. Here we go. 2020 draft. Darnell Mooney, fifth round draft pick. First thing George thought of. Didn't say Cole Kmet. Thought of Darnell Mooney. You know why? Because he's probably going to be their number one wide receiver next year. Sorry, guys. Would it surprise anyone if Allen Robinson is no longer here?
Way to go, Ryan Pace.
How you win in 2020 is making a tight end your first selection. Let's take another swing. Okay, tight end. He thinks that's an important position now. 2019, his first pick was a running back, and he was bragging about it yesterday. I'd be embarrassed. David Montgomery, nice player. Nice player. What do you got, 31 yards against the Saints? 31? Let's not brag about a running back. I like Montgomery. I don't know that they're going to give him another contract, because that's what you do in this league with running backs. You draft a guy a third, fourth round, and then you're going to draft another guy when it's time for him to move on. That's what everybody's doing. That's probably what the Bears are going to do. We'll see if Ryan Pace is gone by then. 2018, Ryan Pace moved up for Anthony Miller. I'd bet he's gone this year. George said he had a big problem with Anthony Miller. I'm sure he'll be gone. So where are all these great draft picks? Roquan Smith, nice pick at 8. Cool. What are we talking about? What's he done the last 3 years? Want to talk about Robert Quinn? We can talk about Robert Quinn. Tell me how great that was. Where's the big change here? Oh, because we didn't have a Trubisky and a Shaheen? Well, you didn't have the second overall pick in the last 3 years because your guy traded him away. Because that's what he does. Oh, because there wasn't a Leonard Floyd number 9 overall? Hey, guys, watch the league, please. Watch the league. You're not watching the league because you don't realize those three defenses you faced are the three worst in the National Football League. And you're not watching the league because you don't see that the guy your coaches could not develop, Leonard Floyd, is having a terrific season. Is that what he was referring to? Oh, because it wasn't a Kevin White. So they didn't like the Eddie Goldman pick? Drafting hasn't changed. Just hasn't had ones because of the Mac trade.
And that's on me. Like, I get it. Like, it's on me to supply.
Dude, Pace admitted. Pace, he put it out there for you guys. And it's something that I've been preaching for years now, but we all know it. Well, you know, best player available, the way to go. It's the best way to go. But we lean on need. Of course you do. That's how you draft every year. It's need. It doesn't matter that running backs aren't a big thing now. First pick's got to be a running back. They moved up for David Montgomery. Nice player. unnecessary decision to give up an asset. Cole Kmet. I mean, how's the drafting improved? Please help me out there. Good Lord. Oh, boy. So every time we have a Bears event, whether it's, let's just look at the last few weeks. You had the Packers game, the Saints game, and yesterday. We don't have high expectations, but we are so disappointed and frustrated every single time. That's life as a Bears fan. It's what happens when you cheer for a loser. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the phone lines. Jordan in Wrigleyville is with Joe Ostrowski on 670 The Score. Good evening, Jordan.
Hello?
Yeah, Jordan, what's going on?
So here's the thing. They talk about how competitive they are, but they're so competitive. It was 4th and 6, 7.5 minutes left to go. They're down 18 points, and they punt. They tell you who they are right there.
That's hey, Jordan, it looked like a loser move to me, didn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, like, it's just giving up. That's,
yeah.
It's Nick Sudfeld-esque, if you will.
I mean, thank you, Jordan. Like, thanks, Jordan. You're right. And I was talking about that one on Monday, too. And I hear you guys. Well, the Bears weren't scoring anyways. They couldn't do anything. They were out of that game. No. Middle of the fourth quarter, down by 3 scores, you quit. The head coach quit. You know why? Because the score was 21-3, I believe, at that point, and he didn't want it to be 28-3 or 35-3. You know, by the end of the show, I might give him a red nose, too. That might happen. Jim and Lyle, you're on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I think when you call them losers, I think you don't understand. They don't care. They care about the money, not the team or the fans or the players. So they're winners, and we're losers for following them at all. I don't think you should even cover them anymore.
Jim, you pay attention, right? You watch every Sunday?
No, I really don't. I stopped many years ago, and here's one. I've got two events from the past as to why they've won. They fired Lovie Smith after a 10-6 season.
Right.
A team that cares about winning doesn't do that. And another thing, and I could be off on this because I'm not a detailed football fan, but mm-hmm. when one of their quarterbacks went down on an injury, they put in Steve Walsh, the game manager, and he had an 8-3 record. And when the other guy came back, they benched Steve Walsh, and then they got rid of him. A team that does that doesn't care about winning. They care about the money only. And the fans are to blame, and the people who, and the guys who cover them. And I'm from Milwaukee. That's why I got that attitude. The Braves were making money in Milwaukee, and they left anyhow for Atlanta.
Jim, I don't debate much of what you said there, but why are the people that cover them losers?
Why what? Oops. Why because then maybe they'll get the message and maybe they'll stop making money. The Cubs were terrible for 108 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with Tom Ricketts. At least he got them a world championship. At least he tries, you know.
We'll see. We'll see if they're trying this year. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the phone call. His point about not caring about the fans, he's right. He didn't care about you. Like I said, they're so good with 8-8. They're as 8-8 as it gets. Now, there were some wild swings to this season. You have the 5-1 start, the 6-game losing streak, and you win 3 of 4 against bad teams. By the way, you lost against the Lions. Let's not talk about that. But you won the game that you should have lost in the beginning of the year, but let's also not talk about that. They are exactly... You know, that Bill Parcells line, and people always go to it, it's kind of cliche at this point. You are what your record says you are. That is so true, especially this year with this team. When you look at point differential, was it +2 or -2? Take the points they scored, points they gave up, and it was right around 0. They are as average as it gets in this league. And what happened? 8-8, as average as it gets. Last year, everything went wrong. Akeem Hicks injury, whatever. We're going to hear the same crap this year. Every excuse in the world. It already started yesterday with the offensive line. Oh, well, Nick Foles didn't have an offensive line. He didn't have a run game. He didn't have a run game because your coach doesn't care about the run. That's part of it, along with the O-line. And he didn't have an offensive line in the beginning of the year because you chose to abandon that part of the roster. So we're going to hear the same stuff. Oh, Bill Lazor was great when he was calling the plays. That's going to carry over to this year. We have such a, oh, we love the quarterback room. Oh, the quarterback room is so good. So good without Mitch. She then bust tossed Mitch yesterday too. I'm no Mitch Trubisky fan, haven't for years. But man, they couldn't wait to bust toss Mitch. Mitch is already gone. And let's talk about our culture. Culture, culture, culture. What did Mitch say about your culture Sunday? It sucks. Joe Osho, 670 The Score in the Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No.
That concludes the portion for George and Ted. Thank you both for your time.
Is rain wet? Yes. Do pigs fly? No. Joe Ostrowski here, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, man.
Take a deep breath.
When, why is this team stressing me out after the season? Why is this happening? My goodness. So frustrating. So very, very frustrating. 312-644-6767.
Welcome to so the last 5 years of being a Bulls fan, Joe.
You know, that's not a bad comp that you've made. We talked earlier today. Like, what part of yesterday reminded you so much about the previous era?
Man, I mean, I probably have 24 written down, and I just keep tallying them now, Joe, because it's so staunchly the same. And I know a lot of people out there haven't paid attention to the Bulls.
So rattle them off.
One being the comparison of, well, to go quickly, is George McCaskey coming on the station today and going on the other stations after they got killed yesterday for 24 hours. John Paxson did the exact same thing after they made a bunch of trades and people were upset and they didn't like what they heard in the press conference after the trade deadline. John Paxson was on this very station with the afternoon show. I compare him getting his knowledge, George McCaskey getting his knowledge of the NFL teams and how he's doing in their feedback to the way that Reinsdorf, Michael Reinsdorf, a couple of years ago on this station, told us that Jerry West, at the time, was the president, still is, of the Clippers, told us that they were doing a good job. And so, okay, everything's good. Jerry West is telling us we're doing a good job. So, yeah, I guess we are.
We checked in with the Arizona owner, who, by the way, just hired a bad coach in Kingsbury. They need to move on from that. But it came down to us in Arizona in the end. We conferred with him. We confirmed with another NFC opponent that we tend to face most years in the Giants. Yeah, what are they telling you? Oh, the Roonies. I think he mentioned the Steelers too. I think George did. Yeah, let's mention them. They have stability because they have good they hire good coaches, and they're there forever. Mike Tomlin just wrapped up his 14th year. They're not going to make a change. It's not even being considered over there because that's not how they operate. But there's no reason to. There's a lot of frustrating things. You know, on George, maybe we should be more frustrated with the board of directors. Hey, George's terrible at his job. You are what your record says you are. There's another guy. We can talk about Ryan Pace's record. I don't have a problem doing that. We can talk about 6 years, zero playoff wins, 2-10 against the Packers, any draft pick that you want. Here you go. But George talked about how the board of directors evaluates his performance. What has George done for 10 years? Seriously. Maybe we should spend more time talking about Virginia, Ted, and Brian, and Ed, and Patrick, and Pat Ryan, and Andrew McKenna. Maybe we should talk about them. Because why do they continue to let George do this? In the old days, when it was Michael, he got hammered all the time. And people don't like what Ricketts is doing, gets crushed. Reinsdorf, same deal. We should talk more about George. We really should. Because he's been failing for a decade. Brought in Angelo. Rather, Angelo was here. Angelo goes. Brings in Emery and Pace. That's, I believe, 9 of 10 years. 9 of 10 years is Emery and Pace as the head football guy under George. F. F for George. 100%. I don't know how you can even debate that. Matt in the South Loop, you're on 670, the score, Joe Ostrowski.
Just saying,
hey, Matt, you're on Emery, the score.
Emery and Pace, brother. That back-to-back right there is a big reason. But the Bears can't have it both ways. You can't celebrate Pace's draft picks and then keep Nagy, right? Something doesn't match with that, right? But I'm going to submit to you, this is part of the Bears living in an alternative reality, and part of it is because they're in Lake Forest. They're so far away from the culture of this city, they don't get the anxiety that we as fans feel that are in this city. Lake Forest is a bubble in itself, guys. That is part of it. The board of directors, they're all probably Lake Forest people. You know what I mean? There's no connectivity to this city. The best thing the Bulls did was move from Deerfield and come into the city. That helps a lot. You know what the Bears need? Competition. A team, another team, AFC team, the Chicago football team, or whatever we want to call them. Give them some initials, just like the Washington Club. You know, let them play in Soldier Field, too, because the Bears don't own Soldier Field. Now, let's see how that goes. You see what I'm saying? A team that kind of represents the anger and the anxiety and the, you want to talk about culture? The culture of the city, not the culture of Lake Forest and the board of directors out there. That's what they're talking about when he says culture, man. You see what I'm saying? That's the problem. There's a disconnect between them and us. And when I say the us, some of the us live in the suburbs too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just talking about Chicago city boundaries. You know what I mean? But why do we like Dicker? Dicker wasn't the best X and O's guy. You know, Dicker just had the attitude that we connected with. I like John Fox, to be honest with you guys, because he just looked like a Chicago Bears coach to me. He ran the damn ball. You know, Nagy keeps saying, you know, we've got to look ourselves in the mirror and stand up, man. And we've got to fix this, man. Nagy doesn't like, you know what, no, we suck. You guys are right. We suck.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt. Great stuff. For the first call, the first Zoom with George and Ted, 42 minutes, 32 seconds. You know, I watched and listened after the fact because I was working on my other show at the time, and I knew it was a cluster, and I finally sat through it. And what struck me more than anything, it's like, yeah, the rhetorical questions and the amount of times they mentioned that they collaborate. Okay, congratulations. You talk to each other. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And we have great players because they try. They tried in the last month. They tried. They did their job. Cool. Good people there. Bunch of losers. Good people there. The amount of times they said Ryan and Matt, Ryan and Matt, they are preparing for next year when they pass the buck, when they put it all on them. And I felt bad for Matt Nagy. I know some of you are already done with the guy. I'm holding out a little bit of hope. 2020 opened my eyes to Nagy. I have less faith in him than I did a year ago, but I still think there's something there. He was in the organization that drafted Pat Mahomes, but then they play on Sunday usually, and I'm questioning him all over again. But the number of times that they said Ryan and Matt, if there was ever a doubt, and they didn't want to talk about the contract length so we could say, oh, they are matched up, or, oh, there's 2 years left for one guy, 1 year left for the other guy. They are linked. And that's why I felt bad for Matt Nagy. Because Ryan Pace is horrendous at his job. And Matt Nagy is linked to that general manager. When they make a move, they're both going to be gone. And if they're below 500 next year, because they said we must see progress. That's what they said. Must see progress. Need to see improvement Vast improvement. So if they don't get to that 8-win mark, even though they didn't say that, it's fair for us to walk away and say that they're both going to be gone. And I actually do think that's the way to handle it. Don't move one and not the other. Don't bring in a general manager and force Nagy on him. Don't do that. I'd rather you do this. Didn't that sound like it? When there's more heat on George in a year, when they have a losing season, when there's more fire at Ted, they're going to dump them both in a heartbeat. That's another thing they set up yesterday. Another hour, guest-free, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. I'm Joe Ostrowski on 670 The Score on the Radio.com app.
Ryan and Matt are men of character.
Breaking news. Theo Epstein will join the MLB commissioner's office in New York.
I'm interested in baseball thriving. You know, I think I love the game. I just want our sport to thrive.
For more on this breaking story, keep it right here on The Score. Sports Radio 670, a radio.com sports station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.